Hello.
Oh, hi, Subir. This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing fine. I heard that you were a little shaken up from an accident that you were involved in yesterday.
Yeah, it was a few days ago. It was not an accident. It's something just came while we were driving. Something just hit our car. Maybe I think it was some kind of wood or plastic, some kind of pipe that hit our car, and then the light was broken.
Oh, okay, so something flew off of the back of someone else's car?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
We're in 495, and then all of a sudden something hit us. And later on, at that time, we were almost on balance, but luckily nothing happened. Then once we arrived at the destination, we pulled out and then looked in front, and the that glass, headlight glass was broken.
Okay. What's the extent of the damage to your car?
There are a few, some scratch and dents on just below the headlight, and the headlight lens is broken, but the light itself, it's working. So that's the only damage.
Okay. You're not physically injured from...
Oh, no. Yeah. No, everybody's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that can be a little scary. We have a lot of stories about strange events. Especially 495 is always interesting. There's a lot can always happen. That's a big source of accidents.
Yeah.
But I wanted to take the opportunity. I mean, you've already submitted a claim. You're working with an adjuster, and they're making all the arrangements for you to get estimates for repairs and all that.
Yeah, I have not started it, but I'll start soon.
Okay. All right. Now...
Yeah. Also, and I wanted to ask if I make this claim, will my insurance go off?
Well, let's see. There's nobody to be held responsible for the damage, right? It's not like you were able to have another car stop and exchange it. What I think we should do, Subir, I think we should get an estimate for the damage first, because this is considered a collision, and collision is going to be, even though it's not your fault, still going to be considered to be an at-fault accident because you hit an object that was flying on the road. So, I mean, if the damage is not great, I would recommend that, you know, you not file a claim unless it's a severe catastrophe. So we'll see.
Okay.
You know, if it's just minor damage.
In that case, I'll hold off for now.
Exactly.
It's just a simple headlight broken, right? So I'll just hold off for now.
If the adjuster calls you back, you can tell them that you want to close out the claim, because you don't want to waste the claim on some small damage. A small claim is going to count against you the same as a big claim. So,
okay.
If you have a more severe accident in the future, it'd be better to reserve your claim for something, you know, more significant.
Okay. Got it.
Now, I did want to talk to you a little bit about financial planning. Like, let's say, for example, the accident was more severe and it ended up in a casualty. Who's financially dependent on you, Subir?
My wife and my daughter.
Your wife and your daughter, okay. So your family life could be pretty significantly impacted by it. I'm assuming you're the only income earner in the family?
Right now, yes.
Okay. And your wife's the homemaker that looks after your daughter?
Yes. She's looking for a job also. We are actively looking.
Okay. Is your wife licensed yet?
Sorry?
Does your wife have a driver's license yet?
Yes, she has. Yeah, she's going to school also. Online school.
Okay. Let me make sure. And make sure that we have added her. Okay. And Sabir, what do you earn annually before taxes?
100,000.
And then as far as how much you currently owe on your mortgage, what's the remaining balance to you?
I think it's around 530. And car balance is around 17,000.
Okay. So would your primary concern be that if you died suddenly that your mortgage balance could be paid off in full, as well as your remaining debt and have some kind of income supplemented?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Typically, a financial planner will recommend supplementing your income between 5 and 10 years of what you're capable of producing. So if you're earning $100,000 per year, 5 to 10 years of your income earning power would be anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million. That's assuming that your income stays flat, but, you know, as inflation increases, you might also get promotions, raises, things like that. But we're just going to keep the math simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said the balance on the vehicle was about $17,000.
Right, correct.
Okay. What kind of health are you in also?
I'm in good health.
Do you take any medication for anything you're being treated for?
No.
Okay. You use any kind of tobacco products?
No.
Okay. And you go to the doctor every year to get an annual checkup, physical?
Yes. Yeah. I started last year.
Okay. And Sabir, what's your approximate height and weight?
5'1" and weight is 165.
5'1" and 165. Okay. So then based on your height and weight, you would fall into our select category.
Sorry?
I said you would fit into our select category based on your height and weight. You did say 5'1", right? 165?
Five feet, 1 inch.
5 foot, 1 inch, and then 165?
165.
Okay. And you'll probably plan to work until retirement age, about 65
yeah.
years old.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Are you nearby your computer, Subir?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and open up this email. We customized this plan for you based on the income that you told us you earn currently, the amount of money that you owe on your mortgage and your car. And so the math on this is pretty simple. If we look at the different amounts that are suggested, option number one is 5 years of your income earning power plus paying off your mortgage in full plus your car. And then option number two is about 7.5 years of your income earning power, plus your mortgage and your car. And then option number three is 10 years of your income earning power, plus paying off your mortgage and your car. And then based on your age, 36 years old, the most suitable products for you would be either 20 years of term life insurance would give you coverage till age 56. So that may just be shy of your career goals of retiring around age 65, but at least your child will be grown by that time, so you won't have, you know, them financially dependent on you. Mm-hmm. And then the option for the 30-year term life insurance would provide you coverage until age 66. So then you can see that there's a range between the pricing based on how much life insurance you will want to choose and based on how long you want the coverage to last. So the 20-year option would range between $80 and $114 per month. And then if you would want a coverage for 30 years, that would range between $137 and $199. So those are the suggestions based on how long we would be supplementing your income and how much money would be required to pay off your car and your home presently. Which one of those options would work the best for you and your family and also fit most comfortably into your monthly budget?
Just a second. I'm looking here. So for 20 years, what is the amount you say?
So based on the illustrations that we run,
uh-huh.
You can see there's three numbers, right? There's three rows. There's coverage for about $1 million, $1.3 million, and $1.5 million.
Uh-huh.
And those options, depending on the option you select, are going to be between $80 and $114 per month.
The yellow highlighted is the premium amount.
That's the class that you're going to qualify for based on your height and weight. So you see to the left, there's going to be ultra select, super select. You'd have to meet different weights to qualify for this class. What you currently roll right now, you're going to be in a select category. So this is just an illustration. This is what we think you would qualify for. But when we submit the application for your life insurance, we would also schedule a medical exam to be completed, which would consist of blood and urine analysis, which mm-hmm. doesn't cost you anything. It would be like getting an annual physical exam that we would pay the cost of. And then that would determine where you would actually fit. But more than likely, you'd be qualified for a select non-tobacco rating.
Okay.
So then my question for you would be, based on your goals and what you want to achieve with life insurance for your family, would it be better for us to go with a 20-year plan or a 30-year plan? Based on what you want to achieve.
20 would be good, yeah. And after this 20 years term is finished, so do I get anything back? Let's say nothing happens then.
You'd have the option to annually renew the insurance if you chose to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could let the insurance expire. But it's designed to cover temporary needs. Because where we are in your situation is you're the only income earner and you have a young daughter and your wife is unemployed. So mm-hmm. if something happens to you now, it can be devastating to your family. Now, your situation may look very different 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now. Hopefully you're carrying much less debt. Your child has grown up. your wife is working full time, but it's difficult to predict, right? You might have more children in the coming years. You might buy a second home, carry more debt, and your health may change as well, right? So based on where we are today, this is going to be the most suitable. So the first option would be 5 years of your income. Second option is 7.5 years of your income. And then third option is 10 years of your income earning power. Which option would work the best for you?
The first one would work the best. But I have to talk with my wife also. And then only I can give you a decision.
Well, you should bring her on to our phone conversation so she knows what we're discussing. Because it's equally important for us to discuss insuring her, because if she is the homemaker looking after your child and something were to happen to her, she's equally valuable in the sense that if she's not around to care for your child, then you would have to hire a nanny or an au pair, pay some sort of expense to fulfill the role that she's currently providing for the child and in home care duties.
That is right. Right now she's taking class, so right now I cannot bring her here. But also, I mean, one of my friend also who is also interested, and then bring him in also. I mean, I'll email you and then try to schedule appointment ahead, and then I'll talk about all these options also, and then we'll see from there. Is that okay with you, Son?
But you do agree that it's important and it's something that we should address?
Sorry?
Because your friend, I'm happy to have a conversation with him separately.
He'll be doing conversation with you separately. I'm not planning to get this year. So next year, 2021, February or March, I'll try to contact you, and then from there on we can move ahead.
Well, it does take a few weeks from the time that we submit the application to the time that the medical examiner conducts the blood and urine analysis.
Okay.
And so probably by the time that we're ready to issue the policy, it'll already be January 2021.
Oh, so it'll take around 1 month.
Yeah, it takes a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the earliest to plan for. So it is something that, you know, we should start sooner than later to make sure that we cover you, because there's going to be a lot of changes next year, and we don't know yet whether or not testing positive for COVID is going to impact one's ability to secure life insurance in the future, or at what rate that is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But it always changes based on how old you are anyways.
Okay.
So I know you have a birth date in like 2 weeks. So everything that we're discussing today would be different after your birthday. When you're a year older, it's going to be more.
But yeah, that's all right. we cannot stop that one. That's all right. Mm-hmm. But I'll definitely give you a call. And I have this email, the one that you sent me, the chart, rough chart. So I'll discuss this with my wife, and then I'll try to convince one of my friend also who will separately contact you. So I always try to refer you. So far I have two of friends, but I don't know if they moved on with your plan or not.
Well, we are still talking with Anoop.
Right, Anoop, yeah, he's the guy, yeah.
So Subir, you said that if you were to choose one option, you feel most comfortable with the 20-year plan for $1 million in coverage, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is the hesitation? Is there a piece of information that you don't yet have that we haven't discussed, or You know, help me.
No,
help
I'm.
me in
I.
The reason.
No. Right now, I'm not. I'm not trying to get this in life insurance yet. That's the only hesitation. I'm not in a mood, but definitely by 2 or 3 months, I'll contact you. And then, if I get insurance, life insurance, most definitely I'll get with you. Yeah,
I mean,
there's
it,
no worry
matter,
about that.
Is it a matter of affordability? Is it a matter of budget?
No,
what...
just right now I just don't want to do it. That's the only thing. But I have been thinking about it, so definitely. Now I know that you also provide life insurance, so
yeah,
you'll be my first option for sure.
I mean, what is you said you just don't want to do it, so is that
yeah,
what's the
right
reason?
Now I just nothing in particular. I just need some time, that's it.
Yeah, because we know that it's necessary. We know that, you know, you're in a predicament and have a problem to solve, but without taking action, then the problem still remains. So something happens to you with, like, you drive and you slip on ice, then, you know, the holidays for your family could be very different. So if we have the power to do something about the problem that we have, then we should, because it's the right thing to do to plan for our family and their financial future. They depend on you and the income that you provide and the mortgage that you pay. So, you know, there's got to be a good reason for not taking action. But I don't think we have identified a reason not to. At least our application process is totally free. The exam is free. And then whenever you qualify for the insurance, then you'll pay the monthly premium associated with it.
Okay. I'll definitely give you a call, Sean. No worry about that. It'll just be a few more months now, and then I'll give you a call, okay?
Well, I like you, Shabir, but as most clients, you know, the time that they want the life insurance is usually something happens when they get diagnosed with some medical condition or...
Nothing like that, yeah. Because all of us had our annual checkup done probably 2 months ago, and everything was fine, yeah. So nothing like that. I'll just wait for a few more months, and then I'll give you a call for sure.
Is your situation going to look different in a couple months? Like,
No, nothing will change. No, everything will be same. It's just the just want to wait, you know, 2 or 3 more months. That's it. I just don't want to rush right now.
Okay, I mean that's
nothing
that's
will. Yeah, nothing will change then.
But you have the information now. I'm glad we had the conversation. You understand the seriousness of you having life insurance.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep on you about it because I think it's really important for you and your family. And I think that if we delay it too long, then nothing will ever be done about it. So I'll be reminding you in a few weeks. You'll be older, of course, so the rates will have changed. But I think, you know, it'll still be very much affordable for you.
Okay. Sure, son. All right, then. Thank you very much. I'll definitely give you a call, and then I'll try to refer some more friends also.
Very good. I appreciate that, Subir. I'll call Anoop later today also.
All right. Sure.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you. Bye.